producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, this was a big headline. Okay, Viagra may ward off type 2 diabetes. Really, Viagra? They say taking Viagra helped improve insulin sensitivity in people with pre-diabetes. Now, having insulin resistance causes you to have diabetes because the insulin isn't working that well. Something's resisting it. Either the fat that you have, you know, messing up with the cells and the cellular networks, or you're not being very active. We find that exercise seems to really lubricate the key, which is what insulin is, the key to getting sugar from the bloodstream into the cell, kind of like a hallway into a door. And so if Viagra helps increase its sensitivity, hence lowering the resistance, that could help slow the development of diabetes. They found it also may protect against heart and kidney disease. Wow. How did they find that? Well, when they looked at people taking the erectile dysfunction pills, they found less levels of albumin or protein in their urine. And we've talked about protein in the urine being a sign of kidney disease. So this is a pretty damn cool development. So what is pre-diabetes? Well, fix your radios, guys. Fix your radios. You're having some issues, it sounds like. Okay? I'm speaking very clearly, but some of you guys are getting some, fix it again. Thank you. Pre-diabetes is a condition that precedes the development of type 2 diabetes. Pre-diabetes could be anywhere from your sugar just starting to sneak high, or your triglycerides being high, or you having episodes of hypoglycemia. We're looking at pre-diabetes now to be probably a lot more common, and we're diagnosing many more. Wasn't there a study coming out saying about half of us have pre-diabetes? Pretty scary. So when the levels of your sugar in the blood are higher than they should, you could start getting organ damage, blindness, cuts and wounds that could later cause limb amputation. And if you're pre-diabetic, you're already showing signs of insulin resistance. Okay, you get dizzy when you eat something sugary. You start to get more thirsty. You're peeing more often. We talked about diabetes, and these are some signs that you could be turning diabetic. Some of you guys may already be diabetic. People, they say research shows that without intervention, 30% of people with prediabetes are likely to develop type 2 diabetes within 5 years. Now, Dr. Nancy Brown of Vanderbilt University School of Medicine says we need additional strategies to help slow the progression from prediabetes to diabetes. Weight loss and exercise regimens. I think that's probably one of the best things you could do, but most people don't stick to it. Okay, some medications we could use, like glucophage, which is a medicine we use for diabetes and to help increase your sensitivity. But some people, they don't want to, you know, take it long term. They think it could bother the kidneys long term. I've seen higher doses do that. I'm not as worried about the lower doses, not to mention the idea that you have to buy a pill. But when you tell people to buy Viagra, oh, that's okay, because Viagra's not a real medication. Yes, it is. It is a real medication. Yeah, but it's not like a blood pressure or diabetes medication. Yes, it is. Okay, it's a medication. Sildenafil, Viagra, and related drugs could offer a potential avenue for addressing the rising number of diabetes diagnoses. Viagra treats erectile dysfunction by inhibiting an enzyme that breaks down a chemical called cyclic GMP. The chemical relaxes blood vessels, and when it does so, blood seems to stay where it's supposed to, so you don't lose the erection or you're able to have an erection easier. Other drugs are also in development that would increase levels of cyclic GMP in the body. The study looked at 51 overweight people with prediabetes being treated with either Viagra or a matching placebo. The participants underwent a test which measures how much insulin is produced by the body in response to sugar in the blood and how sensitive the person was to the hormone. They had the test known as the hyperglycemic clamp before and after treatment with Viagra or a placebo. Urine samples were collected for looking at albumin and creatinine, which kind of, you know, tells us a little bit more about what's going on with your kidney and your heart health. Among the 42 participants who completed the study, researchers found those who were treated with Viagra were more sensitive to the effects of insulin. Participants who took Viagra also had lower levels of albumin in the urine. So lower levels of protein in the urine mean that means the kidneys were working better and the heart was working better. So this is pretty damn cool. Dr. Brown said because existing drug therapies to prevent this type 2 have negative effects on heart or could be limited in patients with kidney disease, we obviously, and I'm not quoting her, we need to find something that's more a little bit more kidney friendly. And right now we aren't finding bad things when it comes to Viagra. So except, can't be taking it with nitroglycerin or nitrates. Some of you guys that have angina where you have to take some nitroglycerin when you get chest pain, got to be careful. You cannot take Viagra with that because it could drop your blood pressure very, very low. Why? Your nitroglycerin medications relax blood vessels as well. So you could get too much of a low drop. You could get dizzy, etc. Further studies, they say, are going to need to determine whether long-term treatment with drugs like this can prevent the onset of diabetes. And I know some of you are like, wait a second, glucophage is a hell of a lot cheaper than Viagra. You're right, it is. You know, there are cheaper alternatives, but, you know, not as fun, And maybe just because you are having more sex. They didn't talk about how much sex, you know, that these people were having. I mean, maybe they're having so much more sex, which is a great activity, a lot of exercise. We'll see. Some of you guys have been asking about how the female libido pill is doing. Remember that's the one that got fast-tracked because people were accusing the FDA of not allowing a DI or ADDY, ADDYI, to be approved for female libido. And I guess it's been on the market, and they say the number of prescriptions, only 227. That's it. Nationally. 500,000 men got prescriptions for Viagra in its first month in 1998. For the woman's first month, only 227. Stephanie Fabian, director of the Women's Health Clinic at the Mayo Clinic, said, I thought there was going to be a huge onslaught. There have been a few casual inquiries, but no prescriptions yet. We're going to talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Rice, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Before we get to today's medical headlines and some topics I want to talk about, a friend of mine, Samuel Cates, has a little baby puppy. For those of you in the Las Vegas area, although he said he would ship it around the country to whoever wants it, but there was a little baby puppy that was abandoned. I'm not really sure what the breed is. It has pointy little ears, and it has a cute little black nose and a black-white tan face, kind of like a little Yorkie or a little Chihuahua. I don't know. I'm not very good with that. But apparently there were some dogs running around, and he picked them up so they wouldn't get hit, and no collars or microchips. So Facebook is Samuel D. Cates, K-A-T-E-S, or message me at the Dr. Dolly Show or Twitter, because it looks like a little tiny puppy that needs a home. And I believe he's being checked out by the animal hospital to make sure that he's okay and you know, safe for adoption. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We really quickly, I just want to talk about what happened with this female libido pill, because this is really, really interesting. All right. We talked about how this drug got fast-tracked through because there was this big, huge push that the FDA was anti-woman. And that the FDA was anti-woman, not allowing a libido pill to go through when Viagra went through, Levitra went through, Cialis went through. And the reason why the FDA stalled on it was because there really wasn't a lot of data. Now, a few things are going on. First week, or the first few weeks of sales, only 227 prescriptions as opposed to 500,000 men when Viagra was first launched. And, you know, there could be a few reasons for this. Now, ADDI, or ADDI, A-D-D-Y-I, was made, or is made by Valeant Pharmaceuticals. And it was pretty controversial because it only helps about 10% more patients than placebo. Plus, you have risks of serious side effects, low blood pressure, fainting, etc. And they say women need to avoid taking, avoid drinking alcohol while taking the pill. Mind you, you're really not supposed to be drinking around Viagra either. But now, you know, since 1998, now when you launch a drug, you got to talk about the side effects a hell of a lot more. In fact, many of you guys are noticing this, these commercials. They talk about the side effects almost more than they talk about the drug. There's all these new rules. So women are going, well, you know, I don't want to really get dizzy and, you know, I can't drink on it. And so, you know, if I go out with, you know, my boyfriend or husband and we have a glass of wine, I can't take the medication and I don't want to faint and it's not worth it. I'm going to be in the mood anyway. Or I'm not going to be in the mood anyway. And so unfortunately, there's been a lot of skepticism. The FDA had twice rejected it, but they approved it August 18th on the condition that doctors get certified to prescribe it to ensure they understand the risks and can counsel patients about them. Smart move by the FDA to protect themselves. This requires online training and takes about 10 minutes to complete. The certification is an additional FDA safeguard to ensure proper use of particularly risky medications. So, if the FDA was kind of strong-armed into producing the drug so they don't look anti-women, they wanted to protect themselves going, look, we don't think it's really worth the risks, so fine, we'll approve it, but then you doctors have to certify yourselves. And many of us doctors, we either didn't know to certify ourselves or we just didn't do it. So now you have less doctors prescribing it. And so that really kind of hurt the company when, you know, Accutane prescriptions are way down because you have to register, you have to certify, and you know, Accutane can be pretty dangerous, especially if somebody accidentally gets pregnant on it. And so because of all the liability and all the risk, now there's all these extra layers. While the pharmaceutical company Valeant shares fell 2.5% to $71.46 today after falling as much as 3.2% to their lowest price in 2.5 years. We're getting some breaking news that Jared Fogle has been sentenced to more than 15 years of prison for his charges of child pornography and sex with minors. We'll tell you more developments as we get them, but we just got a breaking news alert on that. Okay, so going back to the female pill, they only say 5,600 doctors have been certified so far, which is only 1% of the doctors. 1% of more than 35,000 practicing obstetricians and gynecologists are four gynecologists and 435,000 primary care physicians. 1% of these have decided to go through that. Now, the certification paperwork, I guess, has to be faxed. It only takes about 10 minutes, but it's just, you know, just an extra step for something that a lot of us are not really that excited about. But, you know, here's the thing. Female sexual dysfunction disorder, or sexual desire disorder, is a big issue. Okay, and we have some evolutionary theories, I do, as to why a woman's sex drive goes down. You're more at risk of having an offspring that may not be healthy the older age you are, and you're more at risk of having complications with pregnancy. So after you've had a couple kids, most of the time your sex drive drops. Okay? And it's not like the way it was when you were 18 or 15 or whatever. Okay? And you're watching the Dukes of Hazzard and you saw Bo Duke jump in and out of the General Lee in those real tight jeans. Doesn't seem to do it for you as much anymore. You know, I've tried watching the Dukes of Hazzard. Nah, not that excited anymore. Not liking it. So, there is Michael Fassbender, but that's a whole other issue. Okay, we're not going there. So you know, when nature feels it's not in your best interest or the child's best interest to become pregnant, you don't. Okay. And so one way to do that is you have less of a sex drive. So this medication was kind of trying to work on some of your receptors, not like Viagra does where it works with blood flow, but this is trying to work more with your hormones and your serotonin. And so that's very difficult to manipulate. All right, and I find it very, very, you know, I don't think they figured it out. I mean, there's a combination of estrogen and testosterone and a variety of things that have to go right. The mood has to be right. There's so much more. It's much more complex. And, you know, it's very hard to recreate youth in a bottle or a prescription bottle. So, I really commend a company for trying to get a medication, out there. But unfortunately, you know, fast-tracking something that might really not work and you really can't get a bunch of people behind could only hurt the company. And it sounds like the pharmaceutical company is getting hurt. You have this restriction that doctors need to certify. Then, you know, you're not going to be able to sell the medication. Now, that's a very interesting technique that the FDA has. You know, these new narcotic prescriptions out there. You know, if the government wants to limit doctor use, add an extra layer of bureaucracy. Just add some extra red tape. So, all right, doctors, if you want to prescribe this new pain medicine, you have to get certified. If you want to prescribe this new Viagra, you have to be certified. You have to, I mean, I'd really like to know what the hell my medical license is worth anymore. Okay, really? Right, but I understand training courses are important, and it's really not that bad an idea. You know, we used to learn about new medications from the pharmaceutical reps. The pharmaceutical reps would take you to dinner. You would sit there and for 2 hours be watching slides, and you would learn about it. And, you know, they had to, you know, be honest about, okay, you know, the studies were done by us, and, you know, so you could see, obviously, some study bias. But you would learn about the drug and what it does and what the risks were in a very comfortable, relaxed setting. Once everybody started to have a cow on pharmaceutical companies, you know, giving you treats and, you know, bringing you some food so you could sit and listen to them talk or whatever, you know, most doctors, we're running around busy, so when a pharmaceutical rep comes going, here, I got to talk to you about this drug, like, you know, just throw it, I'll read it later. And so many doctors aren't learning about the newer medications. You have a lot of doctors out there that they don't even care that this ADI is out there or don't even know about it. Because, again, they haven't sat down and they haven't gotten the pitch. Now, for the consumer, that may be great. Good. Now the doctor's not going to recommend an expensive medication for me. I could go and take my generic. But on the bad side, what if you really wanted that medication? So now you go to your doctor, and the doctor isn't going to admit, well, he doesn't know anything about it because he hasn't had time to sit down and learn it. Right? You know, and he's not going to go, well, you know, it's great because we could sit there and eat dinner, so I killed two birds with one stone. I could eat my dinner while learning. You know, no, he's not going to go into that. He'll just say, look, I don't know much about it. Sorry. I heard it doesn't work. And now you as a consumer don't get the medication. And the pharmaceutical company doesn't get to sell the drug. So the government wins, but the rest of us don't. And the drug is going to still be expensive because obviously they're not making the profit that they need on what they put into it. So things are different now. It's going to be a lot harder for new medications to be out there. I mean, the medication needs to really work. And please only save fast tracking for a drug that is safe and is very urgently needed, like an Ebola treatment or a cancer treatment or something. You know, I don't want to see a manipulation of the process because of a movement that really didn't help women. It actually made us women look bad. All right? You know, there's a better way to do it. There's a better way to treat female sexual dysfunction. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we are coming into the holiday season, and I guess Black Friday is starting earlier and earlier. I guess many companies are now opening on Wednesday, starting Black Friday specials on Wednesday. Everybody's fighting for the business. It's going to be very interesting. You have some people trying to claim that Black Friday should be an actual holiday. A lot of businesses are still open. You know, they close down on that Thursday, and then they're open on that Friday. And, well, if you make it a holiday, that doesn't make sense because it's you know, companies are open anyway because that's when the sales are. And I guess, you know, companies would love to have Black Friday, the whole bunch of a frenzy where people are trying to run in and out of stores to shop. So the more of a frenzy, the more of a movement you can make out of it, the better for business. And many are opening up on Wednesday before Thanksgiving to start their Black Friday specials. Even though they're open, they're going to start Black Friday specials on Wednesday, which doesn't make sense because then it wouldn't be called Black Friday. But while you guys are being inundated with the sales, that looks like it's going to start next week, we have the World Against Toys Causing Harm Watch release their annual list of the most dangerous holiday gift toys yesterday. They say dinosaur claws, inspired by the movie Jurassic World, and a quick folding trampoline were among the items on their list of annual hazardous toys. It's a Massachusetts-based company, World Against Toys Causing Harm, says the toys singled out as the 10 most dangerous for Christmas this year represent common problems and aren't the only potentially dangerous products on the market. The Toy Industry Association says all toys for sale on the U.S. shelves go through some of the strictest safety requirements in the world, including more than 100 safety tests and standards and certification by an independent, federally approved testing lab. The trade group says Watch doesn't even test the toys it names. Their allegations are based on pure conjecture and opinion, they said. When examined and reviewed year after year, these lists have repeatedly shown to be full of false claims and needlessly frightened parents and caregivers. Many of the toys, I guess, are found at Toys R Us, Walmart, Kmart. They could also be bought online, Amazon, eBay, etc. So apparently there's these Velociraptor claws. They are child-sized dinosaur gloves made of foam. But they say they could cause eyes and facial injuries. There's a trampoline that could lead to injuries during use and assembly. A Play-Doh-like substance that looks like poop also made the list. Watch says the poo-dough, instead of Play-Doh, poo-dough, I like that, contains wheat and could cause allergy-related injuries such as hives, headaches, and difficulty breathing. All right. I'm looking at the fold-out trampoline. I just think the trampoline is dangerous because you could just fall. The poo dough, it says, make your own poo, looks like the real thing, but smells much better. Huh. I love the smell of Play-Doh. I love it. There's something called smack shot that's supposed to possibly cause injuries. Kick flipper. A turtle's sword, let me see, that's a turtle's sword, blunt force injuries, kid connection doctor play set could unfortunately be at risk for ingestion and choking injuries. Again, it looks like the Fisher-Price one I played with as a little girl, no problem there. And then I'm looking at the Velociraptor claws. They look way cool. It's made of foam. What are they talking about? Well, you know, here's the thing. On one hand, good for them for finding that something has wheat, and if somebody has a wheat allergy, it needs to be on the box so the kids know. Okay, so good for them for finding that. I think that's great. But then on the other hand, I would like to see or know what exactly is being done in terms of, are they going through the same safety protocols that the government does? I mean, if they're saying, look at this, the foam can hit somebody's eye, well, there's a lot of toys that could hit somebody's eye. Yeah, a boxing glove, a ball, a bat could hit your eye. So it would be kind of interesting to see how they break that down. This toy I'm interested in, there's a $99 RoboPet for the elderly. Hasbro has a cat bot that purrs, meows, and moves like a real kitty cat. Dang, it looks like a little kitty cat. Oh, it looks so cute. Oh, my kitty cat would love this. Oh, he would be angry. Oh, see, I got three kitty cats. Sashi would just, you know, witch slap her. Baby girl Snow would probably try to, you know, smack her upside the face. And Shake would probably try to have sex with it. And then he would probably, pee on it or something. Anyway. Joy for all companion pets. Bring comfort to elderly loved ones. The robotic cats come in three colors, white, silver, and orange tabby. The cats are battery operated and they nuzzle when they're pet and they fall asleep when left alone. Oh my gosh, I would love my cats to go to sleep because they're up all night bugging me. Nibbling on my toes, sitting on my face, playing with my hair, peeing on the bed. If I could get those little ninny tushies to go to sleep, maybe I'll just get this Hasbro cat. It's offered for $99.99, creamy white, silver and white mitts, and orange tabby. Hasbro describes it a two-way give-and-take experience. Owner gets comfort from hugging and petting the soft, lifelike cat without getting peed on. The cat responds happily, purrs, and meows. The pet is equipped with a vibra-purr to make purr sounds and feel real. It runs on batteries. I got to tell you guys something. One of the reasons why I let my cats on the bed and sleep next to me is because I fall asleep better listening to their purr. There is something about my cat's purr when he's right, especially Shaky Boo, when Shaky Boo is right next to my head. Yeah, I put him in between my husband and me. Absolutely. He's Shaky Boo. Okay? You know, he deserves top, you know, top real estate because he helps me sleep. My husband wakes me up all the time, but he helps me sleep. So if I hear the purring, and you know, mind you, he's very grumpy and he's usually in a bad mood all the time, but maybe once a fiscal quarter, he's in a good mood and he'll purr. You know, you just can't rub his tummy because then he scratches you. He does not like rubbed tummy. He doesn't like a lot of things. But if I fed him and I combed his hair and I cleaned his paws and the nails and I gave him lots of kisses, he'll be in a good mood and he'll purr. And then I could fall asleep. You know, so maybe something like this can actually help people fall asleep. This could be brilliant. They say video testimonials show the pets can bring happiness to their new owners and relief for caregivers. And while they're largely being marketed for senior citizens, they could be enjoyed by all ages. Yeah, because I'm getting hoarse yelling at my cats. It'd be nice to have a cat I don't have to yell at. All right. Now let me see. All right. So, and then, you know, kids and grown-ups. You know, that's actually interesting. You have somebody with dementia that are very... This is actually really brilliant. You have somebody with dementia or somebody with autism that may be agitated very easily. And you give them something where if, God forbid, they do get agitated and throw it or whatever, won't get hurt. And it's like a little robot, but it acts like an animal. I don't know if I would really want to trick anybody like that, you know, but, you know, wow. And you got to be careful, too, with some kids, because if they think that, you know, they could drop the cat on its head and, you know, kick it across the room because it's a toy robot, they could do that with a real cat. So you got to be careful. But I think it's adorable. It's a little baby kitty get the furs. All right. Yeah, I know what I want. Actually, my kids are thinking about getting me another kitty cat for Hanukkah and Christmas this year. And I'm like, really? A little kitty cat? Another kitty cat? And my husband's like, no. But honestly, that would be cool. I could use one more. I just don't want it to pee up the house. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, you know, we're coming up at a break. I don't know if I want to go into that story yet. Let's, we're coming up on break. Okay, it's one of those things where I don't know how many seconds I have, and I don't want to... Okay, yeah, why don't we do that, and then I can start the next story. Thank you. See, I had to choreograph that sucker. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity body do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
And And quit boogie woogie. We got a lot of work to do. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCTALI. I really miss boogie woogie. We need to bring boogie woogie back. My uncle, he's the one that died of leukemia when he was only 13, was actually a concert pianist, and he could boogie woogie like grown-ups could on the piano. He was brilliant. One of those kids that had just so many gifts, blew your mind away. I tried to play piano, and I tried to boogie woogie and did not work at all. I could shake my booty, never boogie woogie on the piano. I wish I could. But speaking of boogie woogie, many people like to boogie woogie in the bedroom. And how many times a week should you have sex to keep your relationship happy? Apparently, a study has come out saying once a week is the secret to happiness. The more sex may be better, maybe not. They say for established couples, having sex once a week hits the sweet spot for happiness and well-being, according to NPR. This is either great news or tragic, depending on your sex life. So if you guys don't have a lot of sex, you need to step it up. If you guys have too much sex, you're like, well, wait a second, do I need to come back? So psychologists are working hard to figure out whether more sex makes us happier. Researchers looked at data on 25,000 Americans age 18 to 89, two-thirds of whom were either married or in a romantic relationship. And for people married or in a relationship, more sex definitely correlated with more happiness. It was not statistically significant for the single people not in a relationship. But when the researchers crunched the numbers to find out if there was an upper limit to improving sex, they said the happiness maxed out at the sex once a week. So even though you may like, you know, sex 3-4 times a week, it didn't necessarily enhance the relationship. Okay? That's when they were crunching numbers. You see how they're using all these words here? They said they showed a linear association. They always have to bring math into this. Between sex and happiness, up to a frequency of once a week, but at higher frequencies, there is no longer an association. And then when you take the area under the curve and you do some calculus, okay, and then all the other stuff, right, basically a sex once a week. The results were published Thursday in the journal Social Psychology and Personality Science. All right, now, the data came from surveys back in 1996 and 1998. That was before the smartphone. So, I don't know. Alright, now, they say, did things change since the Clinton administration with sex? Yeah, I think more people are utilizing cigars, right, in some of the role-playing. But Dr. Muse and her colleagues gathered data from, other group. You know what, I don't really want to go into it more. Basically, once a week, sex. Okay, happy? There. Whew, I know. It's exhausting. Not the sex, just units. Okay. The FDA, there's been a large increase in opioid addiction and death from overdoses over the last 15 years. So the FDA has had to fast-track an approval of a nasal spray version of the drug naloxone hydrochloride, or Narcan. I used to use Narcan in the ER when I would have somebody with an opioid overdose. And they can unfortunately die, go into respiratory arrest, and then later cardiac arrest. So naloxone, which reverses it, is a mainstay in the ERs. Well, now they have a nasal spray version, so anybody could then hopefully use it rather than just an injection. All right, so the FDA fast-tracked this. Overdose death to heroin and opioids have doubled since 2001. In 2013, a 71.3% of prescription drug overdoses involved opioid painkillers. So Narcan is the first FDA-approved nasal spray. The agency reports widespread use of unapproved kits that combine the injectable form of the drug with an atomizer. The drug can be used with adults or children by spraying it into one nostril while the overdose patient is on their back and you are observing them for respiratory compromise. Of course, calling 911. Naloxone can counter an overdose in a few minutes if administered quickly, but the FDA cautions that people who overdose should be seen by medical professionals even if you give them the drug. The cost of naloxone doubled from $15 to $30 a dose, with some reporting it's $65 a dose. Hopefully they can make it cheaper, but not with the way things are going with Obamacare, unfortunately. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so, you know, some of you guys will look at these pie-eating contests or these hot-dog-eating contests, and you're like, what's going on here? Okay, why are these even popular? Well, they're saying modern men will sometimes overeat to try to show off to women. Women giggle. They look at them like they're manly. And there's some sort of an evolutionary advantage for men to do this. There was a research, I believe, out of Cornell. I'm having issues now with my stupid computer. I apologize here. All right. Cornell University researchers have found that men tend to eat significantly in excess or motivated by a hardwired male surge to demonstrate prowess. The study was published in the journal Evolutionary Psychology, involving diners at all-you-can-eat Italian buffet. Men who were dining with at least one woman present consumed 93% more pizza and 86% more salad than those who were just in the company of other men. So men overeat to show off. I don't find that sexy. I don't know, but I guess, yeah.
So I think a large part of it had to do with, like old, was it Norse mythology is where I'm thinking, Thor. They've got this whole thing where, you know, Thor could drink more than anybody else and eat more than the toughest man. And I think that's that. It stems from far, far back and probably has to do with the amount of wealth you had acquired.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe that's it. Yeah.
That's my theory.
Exactly. The more you eat, the more you have wealth.
Yep.
Maybe something like that.
Yep.
So, yeah. Okay, pretty exciting. All right.
Yay.
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah, guys eating a salad, not very sexy. Remember we talked about that? A lot of men would love to have salad, but they won't because it doesn't look sexy for a man to eat a salad. You know, and I think we women need to change things up a little bit, telling our men that we'll be, you know, in a sexual frenzy just by the thought of it.
Have you seen that thing about the all the pictures of the ladies where they're always, oh, that salad is just so funny. That's very bizarre, and I don't know if a man could pull that off properly.
I don't think so. That's funny. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of men, they say now that winter is coming, hormones activate seasonal aggression switch. And they found this in female hamsters. So not the men getting aggressive, but the females. Don't mess with your female this winter. The study from Indiana University has found that female hamsters are more aggressive in the wintertime when the days are shorter. Woo! They're getting their fur all up in a bunch. Early research found that wintertime aggression is triggered by sex hormones, the ovaries and the testes, or not from the ovaries and the testes, but more the adrenal glands. And hamsters have a similar adrenal system to humans. And advanced knowledge could lead to further research in the connection between sex hormones and aggression in humans. The study reveals, they say, quote unquote, a ripe area of research, according to Nikki Rendon, where I guess people want to know when to avoid their wife. The results, she didn't say that, but yeah. The results show for the first time that melatonin acts directly on the adrenal glands in females to trigger a seasonal aggression switch from hormones in the gonads to hormones in the adrenal glands, which is a major contrast how the mechanism works in males. Everything works in the gonads. Short winter days allow for greater production of melatonin, a hormone that increases body during darkness and lowers in daylight. They also looked at the sex steroid DHEA, dihydroepiandrosterone, in male hamsters, and that has also affected the aggressions in mammals, birds, even humans, and they banned DHEA in professional sports. So if the melatonin acts on the adrenal glands, you get more melatonin at night, you're going to be more aggressive at night. Why? Well, evolutionary-wise, okay, you got to feed your family. Your family doesn't care that there's only X amount of hours of sunlight. They want to eat. My kids don't give a damn it's cold outside. Mom, when's dinner? Where's dinner? I'm like, really? So now I got to go, and I got to go out in the store in the cold, and I got to fight people for whatever bread is still there. And you do. You get aggressive. You got, you know, the Black Friday shopping, that you got to get aggressive for that. I just think you have to be just aggressive in general. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-cytosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.